Welcome to Lajas Podcast, episode 11. I'm your host, Dominic, and my co-host today is Xander.
Yo, what's up, man?
We have a new, not really special guest.
Not really special.
Special ed, I would say.
You're part of the Loud House.
Yeah, I've been here the whole time, you know.
But he's been doing
a lot of, you know, marketing, Instagram posts, all that other type of stuff. First time on the podcast, I am ready.
Yeah.
Let's get it going. We got a lot of good topics today. We're going to do a lot of hip-hop today. We're going to get into a little bit of sports. And then we got some crazy takes at the end that y'all might really want to hear.
He just took your line,
man. I know. He's doing what he has to do. But you forgot to say your name, though, by the way.
right. They might want to know that. My name is Alonzo.
Yeah, there you go. So that's
proud Loud House member.
Yeah, there you go. So yeah, we do have a lot of topics. I mean, he could read it out for us right now. So
A quick overview of what we're gonna be talking about. First thing we're gonna be getting into is the effects of long waits between albums for rappers. The effects in bigger artists to smaller artists. We're gonna be talking about our own underrated artists that we all like. We'll be getting into older artists who are putting out a lot of music, but doesn't really seem to be hitting as much as it used to. We're going to be talking about our spotlight highlight players of the week. Mm-hmm. We'll be getting to that. Bobby Shmurder.
Shmurder.
Shmurder. That'll be towards the middle of the podcast. And at the end, we'll be talking about and giving you our songs of the week.
And then also the biggest debate, right? We do a debate with the NBA Youngboy.
Oh, yeah, the NBA Youngboy. Don will be getting into his NBA Youngboy takes. I'll have my special Lil Wayne take at the end that I hope goes over well with a lot of y'all, but I'm sure it won't.
No, it will not.
It won't. I'm ready.
I'm going to make sure I tag Ron on this, okay, so he can hear this Lil Wayne stuff. And then I'll go tag all my friends for NBA Youngboy.
This will be a great
podcast.
So, okay, so we're definitely going to go to the first topic is that, what type of effect that it makes with, you know, longer release dates with their albums and everything like that. First, we're doing big artists.
Okay, yeah, with big artists, it really just depends on what type of music you make. Mm-hmm. You know, when you have like a Drake who, you know, makes a lot of hits, he's a hit maker.
Yeah.
That's what he does. He makes hits. Mm-hmm. So whenever he drops a song, people are expecting hits.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't have to drop albums.
No, he doesn't.
But, you know, when you're dropping hits all the time, you drop a project, you're going to sell well.
Yeah.
You have a Cole who he's not taking that much time.
Mm-hmm.
I'd say he's standard. Two years. You know, nowadays, rappers are dropping, like, music all the time.
Yeah.
And too early.
Yeah, sometimes too early. Mm-hmm. But when you're established, it really doesn't matter as much. But when you get to, like, smaller artists, right?
Mm-hmm.
When you're trying to make a name for yourself, would you say you have time to, you know, take that much time between projects?
So, like, you make one project and then, like, 3-4 years later?
Well, you know, now it's kind of different. You know, you can't tour right now.
Yeah.
There's no touring right
mm-hmm.
now. The virus is going on and stuff. You can't tour.
Mm-hmm.
So, I guess artists are pretty much making most of their money off of merch and
album
streams?
Yeah.
I'm guessing?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I mean, if you think about it, there's a certain effect with big artists when they do a longer or shorter time period of release dates of albums. Mm-hmm. I mean, you could definitely look at, you know, Logic for a big example. Big mainstream artist. I mean, everybody knows Logic,
mm-hmm.
but the problem is that he puts out too much songs. And then, but we can also say with, Joey Badass as well, too. He's good.
He only dropped his light pack, but, you know, it didn't. I don't really think it moved the needle, but I think with Joey, his core fan base is so strong.
Yeah. He can stay relevant
within mm-hmm. his core fan base. But, you know, I don't ever think, the thing with Joey is, I don't ever think he's going to get as big as he was when he dropped out Breaking Badass. Yeah. I don't think he's going to. Devastated. I don't really think he thought that was going to be a hit.
No.
Honestly. I'm pretty sure he thought Temptation was going to be his biggest song.
Yeah.
It ended up being Devastated, which is cool.
Mm-hmm. And but the second biggest one was Temptations after that. But
same album.
Mm-hmm.
No, love Joey. I don't really think he's going to get back to that, but I don't think he cares. It doesn't matter to him.
Mm-hmm.
At this point in his career, he's a vet.
Yeah.
Even though he's still very young. He's like
26, 27.
26, 25, 26.
Yeah.
But dang, that young of a vet?
1999 dropping 2012, man.
Yeah, and he was 18.
Young, bro. Dropping just thoughtful music, bro.
Yeah, think about everybody that was 18 years old that dropped music and became that big.
The only other guy I could think of was like Nas dropping Illmatic. He was like 17, 18.
Yeah.
Chief Keef, I'll say he dropped what, Love Sosa and all that stuff. He was like 16.
Yeah.
Like those guys are really young making hits.
But they're the reason why that they stay relevant because they're considerably one of the greatest in their generations.
Yeah, but I'll say with Chief Keef, which was kind of gonna go to my Lil Wayne, you know, thing later, is he's really he's making it now based off of the love that he had when he dropped those songs when he was 16, 17.
Yeah.
I don't think people are checking for Chief Keef's music like that no more.
No.
They're really just loving that stuff that he dropped because it's timeless. You can listen to Finito, Hey Being Sober, Love Sosa, Ten Toes Down, Macaroni Tom, all those tracks that people are still going to love today.
Yeah.
He doesn't have to drop music that we're going to listen to now.
Mm-hmm.
You don't have to.
Yeah.
But he has the respect of everybody.
Yeah.
When you have the respect of everybody else, all these young rappers love Chief Keef.
Even J. Cole has respect for Chief Keef.
Oh, yeah. I mean, he dropped that line about him in that song.
Yeah. And so, like, I mean, for artists, like, I mean, Chief Keef especially, I mean, he's still relevant. He's still there saying that he is the godfather.
He is the mumble rap, which is like a outdated term. I don't really like the term mumble rap, but mumble rap. Let's say mumble rap.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, I mean, you got to gain respect for Chief Keef for it.
Oh, trust me. That way, you have to respect it because no one was making music like he was. Mm-hmm. And what made it so great was the videos.
Mm-hmm.
The videos, him in the hood with like 20 of his homies, man.
That
like,
really started the whole movement right after that when they started bringing
the dreads, you know, swinging around. Yeah. Like, it was crazy. Like that movement, that was amazing.
Yeah.
That was what, 2014, 2015 type.
Yeah.
It was great.
So like, I mean, for me, like as I see it as a business, all right, when you want to stay relevant, you got to post a lot of things.
Consistency.
Do you think that's the same thing for small artists, that they have to still have to post a lot just so they can stay relevant?
I'll say the difference is because our posts, when we post something, that post really only lasts for maybe a day or two.
Yeah.
Like, you know, the type of posts we make, like sports posts, right? Like past 2 days we've been posting about basketball games, right?
Yeah.
Well, they're playing games every day.
Yeah.
You drop a post about a basketball game, people aren't going to care the next day.
Mm-hmm.
Unless it was like a great moment that happened.
Yeah. Okay.
So with artists, it's kind of different. So you don't have to drop a track every day.
Mm-hmm.
You drop a mixtape, you're a smaller artist. Let's say you get around 100,000 to 150,000 Spotify listeners.
You really don't have to drop it every single, drop a song.
No, 150,000 listeners a month is okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's, you're still relatively a small artist.
Yeah.
You're not big.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, when you're dropping music, it depends on how music you're making. If you're making content-worthy music, you can't, it's hard to drop content. Yeah, you can't drop content-worthy music all the time. It's not that easy.
No.
You know, a lot of music, people are living out their lives and stuff like that. You know, telling stories about what's happening.
Yeah.
So, one of my favorite artists, Saba, right?
Mm-hmm.
He dropped this album called Care For Me back in 2018.
Mm-hmm.
Critically acclaimed. People name that album as one of their best albums of the decade.
Yeah.
The album's really about, like, his cousin, right? The last song, Prom King, is about his cousin, you know, dying. His name was Walter, right?
Mm-hmm.
And he died. And he was, like, always performing with him. It was, like, a long story. Saba hasn't dropped the album since.
Mm-hmm.
He dropped, like, a little collaboration album with his called Pivot Gang. It was like his group of friends and stuff.
And then he dropped a Future song in the Dreamville.
He was on the Dreamville collab as well.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
so. Yeah, which he did amazing on, of course. Mm-hmm. But you know, it's been 2 years. Mm-hmm. But you know, when you make music like that, really thought-provoking music that's really personal, it's not that easy to drop every now and then.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when you're making music to where you're just talking about things like, I don't know, mental health, politics, things of that nature, okay, you could probably stretch that to cope like two drops a year.
Yeah.
Probably.
Mm-hmm.
But some artists don't like dropping that much. Some people like to drop and then let it sit and then drop again.
So, I mean, you could say with the same thing with, I mean, artists is, I mean, Peso, you heard Peso Peso, right?
Yeah, Peso Peso.
So, like, I mean, for him, he has to drop it consistently because he doesn't have songs that stick to people.
Really well, no, well, I'd say with his sound and like the type of music he makes is very trappish, a lot of banging beats.
Yeah,
people love that. Yeah. So you can give that to them all the time.
Yeah.
There's a lot of those type of beats out. You can make that type of music and it stick. As in like a Future. Like when Future drops an album, I'd say Future maybe has two albums that people go back and love to listen to.
Yeah.
But when True drops an album now, you listen to it, you get the songs that you like out of it, then you wait to the next one.
Yeah.
They're not full albums you're going through listening front to back with like a deeper meaning into
yeah.
it. Now, these rappers may have a couple of tracks, like I'm sure Peso Peso does about his struggle.
Yeah.
And things like that.
I mean, there's a song, EBT, I think that's what one of the songs he is called, right? I believe. Yeah. I think one of the songs is called
EBT. You know, but goes in depth about his struggle and things of that nature.
Yeah.
But, you know, every street rapper or, you know, trap rapper makes songs like that.
Yeah.
That, you know, it comes with that type of, when you live that type of lifestyle, comes that type of music, comes that type of story.
It comes out naturally, though. That's the
thing. Yeah, it's natural. So you believe them when they're talking.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So do you believe that trap artists is not looking to be hitting album, like platinum albums, but they're trying to hit platinum trap artists, singles?
Yeah, trap artists make our singles. That's really what it is.
Yeah.
When you listen to a trap rapper, like, who's one we could put out? A trap artist.
Lil Baby.
Okay, Lil Baby. Lil Baby, I probably only love one Lil Baby album that's Harder Than Ever that dropped around 2018. It had a lot of really good tracks on there. But at the end of the day, it's the singles.
Yeah.
Yes Indeed with him and Drake.
Yeah.
That was a good
We Paid.
Yeah.
Those are those ended up being on
an album,
but initially, those were put out kind of like singles, which they were hit. They hit. Him and Gunna, their big single. Him, Gunna, and Drake, their big single.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's just like when you're making a certain type of music, comes like, you know, big singles, albums. I'm more hyped to hear the single. If they post a snippet, right? Mm-hmm. Let's say an artist posts a snippet. If they post a snippet, remember ZZ? Before ZZ came out?
Yeah.
Kodak was in the studio doing a little dance. Yeah. Everyone was so hyped to hear the song. Things like that. When you post a snippet of a song, people, you know, are going to try to connect to it and things of that nature.
So do you think so those singles will hold on longer, I mean, compared to conscientious rappers? I mean, you mean J. Cole, Kendrick, you know.
When you're making conscious music, people don't want to hear that.
Mm.
I'd say it's not accessible. I'll put it to you like that. It's not that accessible. Trap music is very accessible.
Yeah.
Because, you know, to keep the track short, keep it simple.
Yeah.
You got to get straight to the point. Like, artist like Comethazine.
Mm-hmm.
He'll drop, like, let's say, 10 tracks, right?
Yeah.
10 tracks, I'm going to be like 23 minutes.
Yeah.
Very short songs, but it gets straight to the point. If the beat bangs, it bangs. If it doesn't, the song's trash.
Yeah.
That's kind of how it goes.
Yeah, that's how it goes.
It's all hit or miss. Trap is hit or miss. Mm-hmm. It's always been like that.
Yeah. Yeah.
Unless you have, like, let's say Travis Scott, right? Travis Scott's different. He's an anomaly. Travis Scott's music, though it's trap, it's like an advanced trap type of music.
Yeah.
It's not just like just trap beats. It's like futuristic trap type of thing. Like, you know, he has a lot of
auto-tune's like unique.
Yeah, no, everything he does is unique. Even though he is very influenced by Kid Cudi. Very influenced by Kid Cudi. But, you know, his sound is extremely unique. No one really sounds like him at all.
And it was kind of good because I think it was called Goosebumps, right, with Kendrick Lamar. It's kind of weird. Yeah. Like, it's kind of like they figured out how to way to kind of bring in conscious rappers and trap beat or trap artists together and everything like that. Yeah, we're having a little – somebody decided they want to do the lawn today.
You want to, like – pause it now.
So
– We're back in a new setting.
New setting. Lawnmower, things happen.
New setting, welcome to my room. Yes, sir. Yeah. All
right. You know, things just, potting is fun, man.
So, the last thing we were talking about is how kind of like the Goosebumps song from Travis Scott kind of made a gateway for conscientious rappers and trap rappers.
Well, from there, you know, Kendrick went on to do New Freezer with Rich the Kid.
Yeah.
You know, people say they killed Rich the Kid on the song. I mean, Rich the Kid did a single song. It was all right. It was a pretty decent song.
Mm-hmm.
You know, J. Cole joined 21 Savage on a lot.
Yeah.
I mean, that wasn't a trap song.
Yeah.
No, I mean,
it was a very conscientious.
A lot of, I was, well, it was more of 21, you know, telling his life story, having people mess over him in life. And it was soulful. It wasn't like straight trap beats. It was soulful. It was a soulful song. Love that song, you know, still listen to it to this day.
And it still shows that 21 is progressive, adaptive to his surroundings as well. So, like, if you have J. Cole in there, he's going to be like J. Cole. But if he has, like, Lil Uzi Vert or something like that, he's going to be like, he matches the energy of every rapper that's in there.
Yeah, no, he does that very well. One of the very few rappers who can do that. Yeah. And, you know, going back to our topic of not dropping, he hasn't dropped an album since.
Yeah.
He hasn't really dropped music since.
Yeah.
You know, before, back during the Savage Mode days, the Slaughter Tape days.
I think I know the reason why that he's not been posting music. Ice. Yeah, so me.
That would be that's funny. Yeah, that was so crazy. No one really ever, whatever happened to that situation?
I don't even know, actually. I really don't know. They were saying that he got caught by ICE, and then
he was going to get deported, but he didn't get deported. They kind of helped him out. It was whatever. It was weird.
It was a very
happily nice. He's okay.
So what you're saying is with he gave his him family. An ice drink, like an ice style drink.
Heart so cold he could put it in his cup. That's what he's talking about.
Yeah.
So away from cups and ice.
Yeah.
And lean, but okay. More rap news. Bobby Shmurda coming out soon after 5 long years. Okay, so here's one thing I was thinking about. They've been talking about Shmurda getting out. What about Roddy Rebel? I wouldn't say anything about Roddy Rebel. They both had the same amount of time. Mm-hmm. Bobby took more time, so he'll come out with Roddy Rebel. I haven't heard anyone say a thing about Roddy Rebel. Roddy Rebel's really good.
Yeah.
Like Shmurda. But to our Shmurda point, in pre-production, we're talking about when we're discussing topics is what's going to happen when he comes out.
Yeah.
I said, I don't think he's ever going to be that big of hot. I don't think he's gonna reach that point again. It doesn't really matter though.
Mm-hmm.
I think he comes out, do his first day out track, and just hops on tracks with a bunch of people.
You're gonna have a lot of features.
I would hope so. That would be the smart thing. I don't really know where he's signed to now. He was signed with Epic, if I'm not mistaken.
Mm-hmm.
Don't really know how that works out nowadays.
Mm-hmm.
But about time I do that. Like we were talking about all these young kids, when they were like, you know, these guys are like 18, 19 years old. 5 years ago, they were like 14, 15.
Yeah.
Middle schoolers, freshmen kids.
Mm-hmm.
This song was the biggest song for like 8 months. The summer was, the song was, it was the song of the summer at the time.
Yeah.
Everyone was on the dance.
Yeah. Yeah. Everybody was doing
the there dance. Are repeating murders that happened, but that's, you know, it's a whole different thing. But no, they were loving the song. You know, a lot of the, probably influenced a lot of them too.
Mm-hmm.
They didn't really, no, Bobby didn't drop a lot of music before he went in.
Yeah.
He didn't have a lot of music. I'm sure, you know, he's done a couple of features. He had the 6ix9ine feature.
Yeah.
He has a song with Dave East and Joel Santana that happened like around 2018, 2017, Tom. But, you know, he's been in. I'm sure he has a lot of features coming up. A lot of people. You know, the virus sucks so much. You know, I wish they had performances.
Yeah.
His first performance would have been legendary.
Yeah. It would definitely.
I guarantee he did the little hat flip thing.
Yeah. And that, and everybody would have went
crazy. He would have played hot. People, the thing was, what kept his name alive, people were still playing hot while he was still incarcerated.
Yeah.
You know, at shows, yeah. People were playing it. Mm-hmm. You know, before he got locked up, Drake brought him out to his show.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
Yeah.
You know, things like that.
And people do still do remixes, I think, about in his songs too, but not big artists. But
not, you know, that was like a big thing before. Yeah. It wasn't hot. People weren't really doing remixes hot. They were doing up computers.
Yeah.
Computers was like, everyone was doing a computer remix, especially in Chicago.
Yeah.
Chicago, was like everyone wanted to do a computer remix.
Yeah.
It was crazy.
Yeah. Definitely was. I mean, that's pretty much probably it with Bobby Shmurda that we're going to discuss about, right? I mean, unless he decides to be
low key.
Either low key or just go out straight, just like aggressive and play offense and be in features and posting a lot of songs and everything. Like
I mean,
that to be back,
he's probably really eager to make music now. I'm pretty sure he wants to get back.
He might be making music the whole entire
time. Yeah, I'd really think he would be making music right then and there.
I'm pretty sure he's first things first, focus on, you know, enjoying his life, getting back with his family.
Oh, yeah,
but you know, hip hop don't wait for anybody, no, hip hop does not wait for nobody. No, you have to be on it, you gotta go push. You know, unless, but with him, he's sustained enough. His song was big enough and had enough memes and things of that nature where it's still relevant to this day. People care. People really care when he's getting out of jail.
Legendary. The song is legendary. And just
the dance is legendary. People still care.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
And that's the thing that Bobby Shmurda did great was that he was able to connect to this generation. And actually,
at the perfect time because it connected on the internet.
Yeah.
At the time, the internet was booming.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
2016, 2015. You know, people want to talk about Summer 16, how great it was.
Yeah.
You know, Bobby, I think at the time he was a incarcerated in 2016, mm-hmm. but that song, people loved it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, things that.
Yeah.
That'll probably end our Bobby segment. But yeah. Can't wait for Bobby to get out.
Yeah.
He's probably, you know, I'd rather him be out and about than incarcerated. We don't need that in hip hop right now, man. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I guess the next one is like, was it our underrated song?
Oh, no, underrated rappers. I guess you can get it to your first Aaron May. I know you love talking about Aaron May.
Aaron May, man. That's something crazy. I actually met somebody that was actually knew Aaron May.
Really?
Yeah. When I used to, so at my old job, Grizzoffy Coffee.
Which is repping right now, of course. Y'all, watch this video, he's repping it right now.
Yo, there's the logo right here. But well, because it has the logo right
yeah,
there.
Yeah, they know.
But I'm not flexible enough right now. But somebody that I knew that actually was used to, like, I guess they weren't friends, but they were like they were in class together.
Okay, he's like he's from this area, right?
He's from Alief, Houston.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, so pretty much around.
What
this area,
what puts you onto his music?
I actually found him randomly. Was it
the YouTube search box? The YouTube recommended? Those shits be hard.
They would. But no, I usually follow hashtags on Instagram on my personal page.
Mm-hmm.
And I always follow underground. I think it was underground rap or just J. Cole. I think it was hashtag J. Cole.
Okay.
And I see Aaron May right there with his song Let Go. And I was like, oh, shit.
What about his rap style really kind of connects with you?
So for him, it's for him that I connect with him the most is that, you know, talking about situations that he's been in, personal situations, like mm-hmm. I mean, especially dealing with girls, dealing with, you know, people that are being fake and everything like mm-hmm. that, and I can relate to that in the deeper level, because I mean, you know, I deal with fake people all the time. But some people are like really close that were fake to me.
Oh,
that,
yeah, that's life, you know, man.
Yeah, but you know, at the same time, that kind of relates to me a lot. But his style is,
if you
like,
compare him to anybody, who would somebody you compare?
I saw somebody, and it was a very good comparison, and said it's like J. Cole and The Game together, and I'm like, that's a pretty
Game. Also, Game, very underrated rapper.
Yeah, he is actually.
No, Game is a guy that he's been rapping for years.
Mm-hmm.
People who love Game love Game.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing about Game is, it's just with Game, his music has always been good. It's just the other stuff.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Game isn't the Mr. Nice guy.
No, he's not.
Far from it.
Yeah.
He's Mr. Flex. Mm-hmm. Flex this, I flex that. I'm better than you. I can take your girl.
Uh-huh.
Very, you know, just like that.
Mm-hmm.
But, artist I want to get into is this guy's name, Khan.
Mm-hmm.
Khan, knowledge
above.
You
always be talking about it.
Knowledge above all nonsense. You know, Khan is a machine. Khan has, this year, he's put out 4 albums this year.
Yeah.
With a bunch of different producers. One thing about Khan people know about, he has music with Dr. Dre.
Yeah.
He's worked with Dr. Dre.
Isn't he like signed to?
He's signed to independent label, I believe. If I'm mistaken, independent or indie, I could be wrong about that.
Yeah.
But yeah, he has music with Dre. He was in the studio with Dre, Snoop, and everybody else. His main producer, I don't remember his name, but he produces a lot of music. Grammy producer. And he's produced a lot for Eminem on like his earlier stuff.
Oh, really? Okay.
Khan, a lot of his earlier music, I'd say his biggest songs like Concepts 1 and 2, a lot of speedy, fast rap.
Yeah.
A lot of speed rap. Mm-hmm. I'm not really a big fan of that. I'm more of a jazz rap, soulful rap type of guy. When I got into his music, which was around the summer of 2018,
mm-hmm.
he dropped the album. It was strictly just mood. It was a moody album.
Yeah.
A lot of lo-fi hip hop,
mm-hmm.
a lot of good rap, a lot of music. What he raps about a lot is self-preservation.
Yeah.
A lot of rap about not taking your eye off the ball, not focusing on expectations that people have of you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's been putting in work for years, man.
Yeah.
He has a lot of songs that I'd say he's a freestyler. He has a freestyle. He's a lot of speed rap. Yeah. I can't compare him to Eminem because he doesn't make a lot of hardcore rap. That speed rap, early Logic, I could probably compare him to, where, you know, Logic.
The Under Pressure days or in Incredible True Story days?
Like, when Logic was rapping, like. When Logic had a point to prove that he could rap faster than everybody else. That's the only thing I really compare him to. I don't think topically they're the same.
Mm-hmm.
You know, Colin, I've been listening to him for about 2 years now.
Mm-hmm.
His music really, like, makes me think. It's very soothing.
Yeah.
You know, you look at his Spotify right now, he's sitting around, like, 450K
yeah.
a month, which is very good.
Mm-hmm.
He's very quiet. Well, I won't say he's quiet, but he doesn't do a lot of interviews. Mm-hmm. It's very hard to find an interview from him.
Yeah.
Like, you have to dig. You know, one day, you know, hopefully our podcast is big enough to where I'd love to have an interview come on here, bro.
Yeah, that'd be pretty good.
He watches a lot. Like, his fan pages, he's not one of those rappers who doesn't like, he loves his fan pages.
Yeah.
He's always interacting with his fan pages.
Yeah.
Liking, you mm-hmm. know, reposting and things like that.
Yeah.
It's great.
That's good. So I guess the second rapper that I kind of think that's kind of really underrated is Miles Monday.
Okay.
He's not as big as Aaron May. I mean, Aaron May makes hits. I mean, Let Go got like about, I think, like, don't quote me on this one though, but I think it's like 3 million hits on Let Go.
Okay.
That's when his kind of like, I guess, breaking point of like everybody's like, oh, okay, now I'm gonna listen to Aaron May. But Miles Monday
sitting at 7 million.
7 million?
Yep.
Yeah, so yeah, that song got big. But with Miles, I discovered him from SoundCloud and I was just listening to some of the Aaron May stuff and then it went to a random generated songs and I'm mm-hmm. like, oh, you might like this song. And I was working out and I forgot to skip and go back to it and repeat and everything like that or go to another song. And I listened to it and I was like, hold up. It's called Family Roots. I remember this one. It's the first song that I listened to it from him is Family Roots. And I was like, okay, hold up. Let me listen to this for a few seconds. I stopped my workout and everything like that. And I was like, all right, let me listen to this song just a little bit. And he just went off, you know, talking about.
What kind of rap style does he have?
It's like a passive aggressive type of rap. I don't know how to explain it. It's like he's like a J. Cole a little bit when he was doing Fire Squad type of situation. That's what it was. His rap style is, I would say you can compare it to when Boom Bap meets J. Cole.
Okay.
Type of situation. Or you could say a little bit
a of, lot of like jazz samples in his music.
A lot of jazz samples in there. A lot of meaning to the songs. I mean, you could probably put in Joey Badass a little bit in it too.
Okay.
Too. So
like the aggressive Joey Badass? Like a lot of aggressive
J. Cole.
Like are we talking like Joey. What Joey? Like 1999 Joey or All American Joey?
All American.
Okay.
No, before the paper.
Before the money. Okay.
Think about paper trails and everything like
that. Oh, okay.
Type of style. Yeah. So you know that's what the style that Miles Monday has and everything like that. And it's the same. I guess the same theme. You know, fake people. Blah 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 blah. But actually, I guess kind of like a motivational thing. Like I want to get big. I'm going to get big and everything like that type of style. Oh, that's what he does and everything like that. So, yeah, pretty much.
All right. I guess the other artist I can get into is probably one of my favorite rappers ever, Wi-Fi's Funeral. XXL Freshman.
Mm-hmm.
Got into his music around late 2017, a little bit after he dropped Boy Who Cried Wolf, which I actually have a custom-made t-shirt of Boy Who Cried Wolf.
Yeah.
One of my favorite albums of all time.
Yeah.
His early music, When Hell Falls, Black Heart Revenge,
mm-hmm.
those two, very, very deep and dark type of rap.
Yeah.
You know, he he said, I believe it was either Black Heart Revenge or When Hell Falls. He said that was originally a suicide note.
Mm.
Like, it's very deep and dark. He talks about not being good enough, cheating on his girl, his girl cheating on him.
Yeah.
Very, very sad.
Very dark type of songs.
Bordering on emo rap, and he was making that type of music back in 2017. But he also does this on Boom Bap.
Mm-hmm.
And he has a song called Joe Budden Probably Thinks I Can't Rap. That's literally the title of the track. And he goes in, like, he is spitting crazy rapping bars.
Yeah.
He does a little bit of everything. You know, nowadays, though I don't really love his music, nowadays, you know, he does a lot of singy type of music.
Yeah.
He had announced he was retiring from rap, right? Like, around like maybe 2 months ago.
Yeah.
I didn't really believe it. I feel like it was just kind of like promo for his album coming up, which is supposed to be dropping this month. But he does a lot of singy, moody rap. Not really even rap anymore, really. Just a lot of singy songs. But I feel like with me, I'm a type of fan where I could survive off his first three mixtape albums and still love him, him as an artist. Mm-hmm. And, you know, with artists, you got to respect them wanting to make different type of music. You know, I can respect that.
Yeah.
Doesn't mean you have to like it. But as long as you understand and that, you know, rappers don't want to make the same type of music forever.
No.
It's probably boring to them. And it will get worse.
And that kind of happened with Logic as well, too. I mean, you think about it, that everybody was pressuring that they want him to be the same old Logic from Under Pressure.
But that wasn't him anymore.
But then after that, you know, he started making different types of sounds.
Yeah.
Not the... Because he said that he doesn't want to make another song that's like him coming up again.
Because he's already there.
Because he was already there.
Yeah, no, one song that I listened to from Logic is called Last Call, Beyond Sinatra 4.
Yeah.
And he talks about, you know, always wanting to do a last call and how he basically details his whole struggle into one song. 10 minutes long. It's a 10-minute song.
Mm-hmm.
You've heard it, right? Last Call?
Yeah.
It's beautiful. I can actually listen to the whole thing without skipping it. Very few artists I can make a 10-minute track. I think that and...
African Aryan.
I haven't heard that before.
Yeah, that was a J. Cole snippet at the end.
That and Joey's Third Eye shit.
Oh, yeah. That one.
I can listen to that all the time. I do that when I'm doing my mile. When I'm running a mile, I have put that on. If I'm done before the song is over, I did good. That last verse comes up. Yeah. That put me on the Nick Caution.
Yeah.
Which I'll probably get into the next pod. I'll talk about Nick Caution.
Do you have any other underrated artists, Andrew? Are you
actually not even underrated, just any artists that you really enjoy listening to?
I mean, I would say he's kind of underrated, considering like you see all these other rappers, like he's mainstream, but like it's Travis Scott, of course. Like,
you know, thing about Travis Scott is I do think his creativity is underrated.
Yeah.
Even with Astroworld, Astrofit, all that type of stuff, bro, like no one's doing that right
now. You know, at first I didn't really like Travis Scott.
His music, I think his sound is very, you have to like his sound to like it. If you don't like his sound, I feel like you're just not going to like his sound.
Mm-hmm.
It kind of grew on me because, I mean,
you got to be like in a good mood, like energetic.
Yeah,
mood.
It's kind of moody, spacious, drug music. It's kind of like, his music is very druggy and spacious. Like, you know, Travis Scott fans will say like, probably tell you best listen to his music on drugs or something. Like I don't, if this makes any sense, like his music sounds like trippy colors. Like that's how his music sounds, bro. Like trippy ass colors, bro.
I hear colors.
Like it's really how it be, bro. Like really, it makes really good music. He had dropped that song in the Scots with a Kid Cudi. It was okay.
Well, Travis Scott actually kind of like grew on me. I mean, like at first I didn't really like him. And I was like, what's the point? Like, this is when I was like, kind of like, I guess, still into old rap and wasn't really, didn't care about whatever rap came out, thinking, oh, that's trash. That kind of had an old head mindset.
Old head mentality.
Yeah. So like, but then after a while, kind of like, just like, all right, let me get into it.
It's all about learning to just respect it. You know, we're not going to like everything. There's a lot of music that I probably don't like. Mm-hmm. Now I'm a hip hop head. You know, I love hip hop.
Yeah.
I listen to hip hop pretty much more than anything. But, you know, hip hop, not all rap is hip hop, if that makes any sense.
Mm-hmm. I assume. Mm-hmm.
But all hip hop is rap. Or maybe I'm saying it wrong. All rap is hip hop, but all hip, whatever. You know what I'm trying to say.
I watched a video once.
For the viewers that don't know what you're trying to say, what you're trying to say, not messing.
But, it's like there's a video that I saw. There's a different. There's three different lanes. There's hip hop, there's rap, and there's hip. There's hip hop, and then you have rap, and then hip pop.
That's Drake. Yeah. Hip hop is Drake.
Hip hop is Drake. Rap is Cole, and hip hop is Kendrick.
All of it, really. All of it's hip hop.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, all of it's hip hop. Mm-hmm. But you know, nowadays people are really incorporating R&B into it. Singing. People love to sing.
Yeah.
People nowadays want to hear you sing and rap.
Yeah.
Singy rap. That's what people like. Mm-hmm. Travis Scott does that a lot. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't really see Travis Scott as a rapper.
No.
Personally.
The same goes with Drake.
I think.
In his early days, but not.
Yeah, okay. Not. Comeback Season, there's an early mixtape where he was doing more lovey-dovey.
Mm-hmm.
R&B kind of rapping songs. Like, or his early Take Care stuff. Mm-hmm. Some stuff I'm so far gone.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, nowadays. His last album. I'm a pretty big Drake fan,
mm-hmm.
though I do understand why people may not respect him as an MC, which mm-hmm. is perfectly fine. But Scorpion, I didn't like that album.
Yeah.
I hated it. Probably my least favorite Drake album.
Mm-hmm.
It just seemed to, meh. I don't know. It seemed like he was trying too hard.
Yeah.
To explain himself after the Pusha T situation.
Yeah.
Which, you know, I like the rapping side of it.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't really like the singy R&B side.
Mm-hmm.
The album before that, More Life grew on me.
Yeah.
It grew on me as time went on. I didn't like it at first.
Yeah.
But it grew on me. Views, I love Views. I know people hate Views. A lot of people don't like Views. I love Views. I only one track on there I don't like, and that's a long album.
Yeah.
But, you know, let's get into DaBaby.
Let me stop there real quick.
Let's get into DaBaby. Now, what I want to talk about is DaBaby dropped a... He dropped the album, basically.
Mm-hmm.
He said on his Instagram page, don't tell the labels, this is really an album. DaBaby has dropped a lot of music this year.
Yeah, he has.
Whole lot of music.
Mm-hmm.
Now
that goes back to our first point. Does it really matter with DaBaby right now?
I feel like...
He's already mainstream. Like,
people are noticing the drop in quality.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I assure you, people are really noticing the drop in quality in his music.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I remember saying it in the first... After his first album. I don't remember what it was called.
Well, let me keep it honest. He dropped a bunch of albums before he blew up.
Yeah. Well, I mean,
I think he's
talking about the 2019 album when he first started.
Baby on Baby?
Up. Yeah, there you go.
That was a good one.
Before that one was Baby Talk 5, which was a really good mixtape by his FYI.
So, like, I remember looking through it and I was like, okay, he does sound the same. He does sound monotone. And I was like, okay, certain rappers could survive with just monotone. But at the same time, you're going to have to somehow, some way switch it up. After a while, and
okay,
then...
but here's the thing about fans. Fans, mm-hmm. you're gonna hear this. When a rapper makes the same type of music and y'all love it for a short period of time, let's say, all right, I think a year went by, and then I think that's when people started to know the different quality.
Mm-hmm.
About a year went by. DaBaby has tried to do some things new,
mm-hmm.
but just like every other artist, when a rapper tries to do something new, you're a Logic fan, you know this.
Mm-hmm.
When a rapper tries to do something new, fans hate it.
Yeah,
fans, core fans don't like it.
Mm-hmm.
You're a core fan of Logic, I'm assuming. And
I kind of dissipated from it after a while. After
now, his core sound,
Bobby Tarantino 2, that was the thing. That was
let's say like his core sound, right?
Mm-hmm.
Under Pressure.
Mm-hmm. That's pretty much, yeah.
You love that sound, I'm assuming, right?
Yeah, oh, yeah.
But when he makes some like Supermarket, eh.
As soon as I heard the first two songs, I kind of just like, yeah, never mind.
I like the
Bobby Tarantino albums. Those were really consistent on, like...
quality.
Yeah.
Okay. No, I've really only listened... I've listened to a bunch of Logic tracks, but the only Logic album that I've sat through fully is Young Sinatra 4.
Mm-hmm.
It was good.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it was kind of what I expected. I expected good rapping, but I also expected Logic to not... What really disappointed me is I don't feel him when he's talking about specific topics.
Mm-hmm.
When he's rapping about... Well, I guess when he's trying to be conscious,
mm-hmm.
I don't feel it.
Okay, I see what you mean.
It kind of seems like watered down conscious music.
Okay.
That's what it feels like with Logic.
Well, I mean, I didn't really listen to the full one that he just released July 24th.
I heard good things about it.
It sounded like his old self. But the thing is that...
He said himself, no pressure. That's why he named it that. No pressure. He didn't feel any pressure.
Yeah, so the thing is that for me that I want to see is I want to see that why he was hungry. That's the thing that I miss about Logic. I don't care about what the songs that he makes. I miss the hungriness of him. Like, I understand, I mean, I mean, for him posting and like two albums in 1 year and everything like that, that's a little too much. When I'm talking about hungriness, I'm talking about that striving. Like you can tell when he's saying it with confidence and everything like that. He wasn't saying that with confidence when he was in after The Incredible
All True right, so Story. Hold on. Let's get back to DaBaby.
Yeah, we need to get back.
Okay. So, right now, he's dropped consistently at least two albums a year.
I think he's at a point where he doesn't need to do that anymore.
No,
the thing is about DaBaby's music, when I first got into his music, right, you know, people were already kind of into it. I kind of got into it the little bit before he blew up, but there were still people who knew about him earlier.
Mm-hmm.
The thing about his music was, he had character.
Mm-hmm.
When he had those music videos, him wearing a diaper to South by Southwest back in like 2018, 2017.
Yeah.
Him, that the Shook video.
Yeah.
He showed a lot of character. Like, it was entertaining.
Yeah.
It was cool.
Yeah.
No, I've never seen anybody impersonate Shook. Like, no one does that.
Yeah. No.
That's like kind of like a no, like in hip hop. Yeah. Like, don't really talk about Shook. Even if he's in jail right now, Shook is in jail still.
Yeah.
It's still like a thing where you don't really talk about Shook like that.
And he made a whole song about Shug.
About him being like a Shug type of person.
Yeah.
It was cool.
Yeah.
No, now it's like, I haven't heard that, the album he dropped, but I'm not going to. It's like, nothing about him interests me anymore.
Yeah.
Well, his other guy that he signed, Son of a Vegas.
Mm-hmm.
I like Son of a Vegas. But yeah. Son of a Vegas kind of falls in the same line as DaBaby, as in, I've heard that sound you've had so long. Yeah. Son of Vegas dropped the album last year, right? Mm-hmm. I forgot the name of it. What's it? He had dropped the album last year, right? And I liked it.
Yeah.
I believe it was called Big Four Times.
Yeah.
It's last year project.
Rich Youngin.
No.
Oh, yeah, Big Four Times.
I really liked that project. I listened to that project a lot when it came out.
Yeah.
I really didn't care to listen to Rich Youngin when it came out.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't expect him to make any type of different music. Because, he doesn't sound like DaBaby. Like most proteges do. He has a very different sound than DaBaby.
But then it's the same thing over and over again.
It just has the same formula. It's the same thing.
Yeah.
That's kind of why I don't... DaBaby isn't like a rapper who I could just love. Like,
listening to, like...
Yeah, I can't listen to the whole DaBaby album. Like, I could and sit through it and like, oh, these are pretty good songs. But it's like...
It's the same tone.
It's the same one. No, and he'll like... The thing with rappers who sound the same a lot, they'll find that one's... They'll perfect the sound that they have once every blue moon.
Mm-hmm.
Bop.
Mm-hmm.
That's him perfecting his sound.
Yeah.
Vibes.
Yeah.
That's him at his best with that specific sound that he has.
Yeah.
Rockstar. Mm-hmm. Him and Rowdy Rich. Mm-hmm. Even though I think Rowdy Rich is different. Rowdy Rich is one of the best young artists right now.
Yeah.
That's him at his best with his sound.
Mm-hmm.
But then you have like the whole rest of the album. Like, I'm not caring about that.
Yeah.
Outside of like, Toes is a good song, him and Kevin Gates. That's a really good track.
Mm-hmm.
But, I mean, outside of those, like, I don't really care. That goes back to our albums versus singles thing we're talking about with big artists and small artists.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
A lot of the trap artists, I mean, if they try to make a whole album, it's kind of watered down, but then you have that one good song that shines the most on the whole entire album.
Like, in 2019, for DaBaby, it was, like, Shug.
And then now in... Now it's a Rockstar.
Yeah, it's Rockstar.
Pop. And last year it was Pop too.
It was Bob.
Yeah. Now the thing is that I'm not gonna judge of what everybody was telling DaBaby to change his voice.
They were.
And the thing is, and then when he did change,
they
crapped on him. And I'm like, why?
Because
like,
then at that point you're at a artistic crossroads. Like, mm-hmm. what do you do?
Yeah.
Do I keep making the same type of sound that got me here?
Mm-hmm.
Or change it up, knowing I'm gonna lose fans.
Yeah, but the thing is like I'd rather him lose. I mean, the thing is like I respect him if he decides. All right, I'm gonna.
Either
change,
decision,
I'm
I respect him for.
Mm-hmm. You said what?
I respect him either way.
Yeah,
because he's making the best decision for himself.
Yeah,
I do think.
But the style, the other style, is not gonna bring him. Is not gonna have longevity compared to him. I guess changing up his flow here and there. And have more longevity because he's able to change his flow.
I think what he needs to do is, I think he needs to collab with different type of artists.
Mm-hmm. To kind of learn that style, to be honest.
It'll happen naturally.
Mm-hmm.
Not, that means...
Like the Under the Sun with J. Cole and them.
He went crazy. I love that track.
Yeah.
Who, and like,
and
you
he
may
didn't
think,
have that bop, I mean...
And like, you may think like DaBaby and J. Cole, not that far-fetched. When you think about the type of rappers that J. Cole's rap with, I don't see DaBaby as that far off. They're from the same, both from North Carolina.
Uh-huh.
And DaBaby is not though he's not a boom bap rapper, he's still a capable rapper. No, yeah, he's a decent rapper. Like, he can rap fairly well.
Yeah.
Like, it's just the topics aren't that different. The flow is the same. Yeah. But him as an actual rapper is not bad. He's decent.
I said it in the beginning. I said it on my personal Facebook page. And I was sitting there saying, like, you know, DaBaby could be a great rapper, but he just needs to find a different sound that will fit with him. That he could work with. And
he's trying to find that, but, like,
once he finds it,
the fans are not liking it.
He can switch back and forth with his original, the way he was sounding.
And he can perfect both sounds, and then he can come up with more albums.
Mm-hmm. Now, but he has to keep finding it.
Yeah, but I'm talking about DaBaby. It's like, I'd hope he eventually slows down on putting out albums rather than just putting out singles. I feel like his sound works with singles.
Mm-hmm.
When you're hearing singles of that specific type of sound, it works.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But I want to transition into Eminem. Eminem, Slim Shady, Marshall Mathers.
Can we stand up? Xander, stand up, please.
Stand up.
Slim Shady, stand up.
Slim Shady, please stand up.
Thank you, sir.
Sit down. Eminem, one of my favorite rappers. Grew up just loving his music. I love the hardcore Eminem,
mm-hmm.
the crazy 3 a.m. in the morning, Kim, mm-hmm. all that crazy type of lyrics that he was spinning out, dissing everybody, not really caring.
Mm-hmm.
Crazy that this little small white kid from Detroit can just talk to anybody however he wants to. I loved it.
Well, my favorite type of Eminem was the motivational type of. I guess I'm more.
When he was overcoming his addiction.
I really listened to him a lot more with Relapse and Recovery.
Okay, so we're two different type of Eminem.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm more Slim Shady LP,
uh-huh.
Marshall Mathers LP.
I'm more of a sobered up Eminem.
Yeah, sure, yeah. I love unsober Eminem. He was really fun.
I mean, Recovery, like with No Love featuring Lil Wayne, that was one of the
hit. Lil Wayne, we'll get into him later.
Yeah,
I had to mention him a little bit.
Eminem, that I love that track.
Yeah,
Drop the World. That's another track between them two that they have.
Yeah,
that was
pretty good. Love that track. But Eminem has dropped an album this year, dropped an album last year,
and then 2 years ago with Kamikaze, 2018, right? Or was it 2019?
It's 2018.
What was Revival? Revival was 2018 or 2017?
No, that was 2017.
It was 2017.
Revival
was
2017.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So Revival. Kamikaze. Okay. So he's dropped the
music
album.
Music
Be Murdered By.
Yeah.
So what I want to get into with Eminem, and this is going to get into my Wayne topic later, that I'm going to stand up by myself. Is Eminem makes music now that I'm not going to say he's watering down his sound.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe he is.
Because mm-hmm.
I believe on Revival, he did try something different.
Mm-hmm.
He tried something different topically.
Mm-hmm.
Something that me, the Eminem fan, you may think that, like, the Eminem fan I am, where I like the horrorcore crazy stuff, you may think, why would I like Revival?
Mm-hmm.
He's trying too hard to be deep and conscious and talk about things
mm-hmm.
that is really out of his comfort zone.
Now, the hardcore Eminem fans actually like that song, like that album.
Well,
but the thing is that
it's different types of hardcore Eminem fan.
Mm-hmm.
Being a hardcore Eminem fan is you're just loving Eminem's music.
Yeah.
Me, you know, I love the early stuff. You love his before this, basically, before Revival. Pre-Revival is probably what you're in. That category.
Yeah, I would.
Man. And you know, I like tracks specifically from, but I'm not in love with that Eminem.
Mm-hmm.
And what I want to talk about is, you know, Kamikaze, he kind of seemed bitter the whole album. He was mm-hmm. dissing a bunch of people.
Yeah.
He seemed kind of butthurt.
Yeah.
I don't understand why. He's like the biggest artist ever. He just felt the need to respond to every single thing said about him.
Yeah.
Which is fine. News to Be Murdered By, I really didn't care. This is a really long album.
It's
a long album.
I listened to it a little bit, and I was like,
how long is it?
It's an hour and 4 minutes.
It's an hour and 4 minutes of Eminem.
Yeah.
And the thing I don't really like about Eminem is his voice.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what it is about his voice.
It's kind of like with same with Kendrick Lamar, too. Some people don't like his high-pitched voice.
Some people say anything about Khan, my favorite rapper.
Yeah.
Some people don't like his voice. It's annoying, which is fine. But Eminem, it's different. I feel like earlier in his rap career, it was fine. I loved his voice. It seemed gritty.
You think it's because aggressive. He's really confident? Like, I mean,
for one thing, he's older. He was like 8. When he dropped Slim Shady up, he was like, what, 19, 20, 21.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, now he's what? He's pushing 40.
Yeah.
Like, it's different. I'm not going to tell him to stop making type music once. Who am I compared to Eminem?
Yeah.
But, you know, it's just, I'm not interested in listening to Eminem anymore.
Mm-hmm.
The thing is, I'm interested in listening to his old stuff.
Yeah.
Even more now. Yeah. I listened to the Slim Shady LP and Marshall Mathers LP more now than I did when I was younger.
Oh man.
No, he's approaching 50.
Oh,
he's 47. Boy.
He pushing 50. You know, the thing about him is too is like he signs rappers, but he doesn't really. He's a mogul, of course. Yeah, he.
I think the only rapper that Royce? Really big Royce da 5'9" and Big Sean. I think Big Sean. I
okay,
think
sure, too. But he's not Big Sean. Is Big Sean signed to him?
I think so. I mean, he was in Detroit versus Everybody.
And you know, some people will, some hardcore hip hop fans will tell you that Royce is better than him.
Yeah,
some people believe that Royce is, you know, one of the greats in rap.
Especially
Bad Meets Evil, great album. Yeah. I love Bad Meets Evil. That's much. That's much.
Especially, I mean, he went off on, was it Bobolo Boat with
Bobolo Boat? Yeah.
Bobolo Boat.
Great, you know what I mean? Great track.
Yeah.
You so, know.
And that kind of put his name in the pedestal right there. They were like, okay, let's listen to a little bit more of Royce da 5'9". And I mean, we can have an argument saying that Royce was better than, or better
you,
than.
You could make that argument. Mm-hmm. And I know Royce fans probably would make the argument. There's nothing wrong with that argument. Uh-huh. It's valid. Uh-huh. But, you know, Eminem fans are kind of stuck in a bubble. Hardcore Eminem fans, I would say, are stuck in a bubble to where. Eminem's a GOAT. Eminem's a GOAT. Older rappers don't think Eminem's a GOAT. I don't know any rappers who actually think Eminem's the greatest rapper of all time.
Yeah.
I mean, for a time, he was, like, one of the greatest. But, like...
I'm talking about, like, overall career-wise. Yeah. I don't know anybody now who will say Eminem's the GOAT.
Everybody's going to say, like...
But if you're talking about before Revival and everything like that...
I'd say with Eminem, he has a respect of every single artist.
Mm-hmm. True.
But I don't want to say it's because he's white. But mm-hmm. I think it's because since Eminem spent a large portion of his career talking about his drug addiction and his crazy, wacky stuff,
mm-hmm.
he falls to where Drake falls in for me. Doesn't really make music that matters in the grand scheme of things.
Mm-hmm.
Even though the music you're making is great. Like, you know, one of my favorite Eminem tracks, Rap God.
Yeah.
Berserk.
Yeah.
I love those songs.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were memes. Mm-hmm. Keep it a buck.
Oh, yeah, it was. As soon as they did the Beats commercial, that was it. It was memes it right was, from there.
And, like, I almost like he's corny now.
Mm-hmm.
But his voice makes him sound corny. I don't know what it is about his voice that just irks me, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I just cannot listen to his voice for a long period of time, and I was getting, like, disgusted.
Yeah. Okay.
So, I mean, let me wrap that up. Yeah. All right, so next.
We should go into the Lil Wayne.
We'll save that for the end.
Say that
for the end? We'll do the Wayne and Youngboy thing at the end of the podcast. But now, Dom, you're going to put in your Player of the Week.
All right, so... We're going to be doing now, for now on, at the end of the podcast, or every week.
Every week,
we're going to do this on the podcast. It's going to be the spotlight. And we're also going to be posting it on Instagram and Twitter as yep. well. A showcase of who is the spotlight of the week for music and mm-hmm. sports in general. So, I mean, for my guy that I picked, and I'm a big basketball fan, and I played basketball, so I kind of understand these situations. And
Oh, well.
All right, so I guess...
If you're listening to this right now, the camera died.
Yeah, so at this point, we really don't matter because we're at the end of it and everything like that. So, but for the spotlight of week for me is Fred VanVleet.
Okay.
The man's just went off. He just went off. I mean, we had some other people. I mean, Jason Tatum, Jaylen Brown... they went off.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, Russell Westbrook, we could play.
Yeah, at the end of the bubble, you know, the bubble's going on right now.
Yeah.
You know, it feels like it's a bunch of pickup games.
Yeah.
It feels like they're really just picking up a ball and just going at it, playing yeah. some street ball. That's how it feels.
Yeah.
And I'm pretty sure the players love that type of atmosphere.
Yeah. I mean, right now, Fred VanVleet, was it last night against the Miami Heat?
Yeah, he played the Heat.
They won against the Heat, I think 109 or 100.
VanVleet carried them.
88. For 16 in the field goal, he was 50%.
Last year, you know, you could have said VanVleet probably could have won Finals MVP.
Yeah.
Last year, VanVleet, he really showed like he is.
If it wasn't
player.
For Kawhi, he probably would have.
Yeah, been. You know. I told them before the podcast, Siakam's one of my favorite players right now. I love Siakam's game. Mm-hmm. I think he can blossom into a future.
Well, he's his second year, right?
You know, All NBA player. He's like his
third year,
yeah, second or third year.
He has, I never describe this to a lot of people, but he has, like, Hakeem Olajuwon footwork.
His footwork and his ability to move at this size is amazing.
It's...
And the fact that he can shoot.
As a post player, and I've perfect my craft in being in the post, it's like...
It's beautiful.
All right, so you said Fred VanVleet was your player of the week?
Yeah.
All right, so what about you?
Well, I'm going to switch it up a little bit. I'm going to go to baseball. I was watching, you know, the Astros games. the first couple of games against the Mariners. And this guy that really stuck with his name, Kyle Lewis. Kyle Lewis, a right fielder, 25 years old. He homered in, I believe, both those games that we played against them. Currently, he's on a 10-game hitting streak.
Really?
10-game hitting streak.
Damn.
He's batting .386.
Yeah.
Yeah,
this guy is, like, the real deal.
Yeah.
I believe this is his second. He hasn't even played a full season of baseball. Mm-hmm. And what really impresses me is, like, what happens is with these younger players coming up through these minor league systems is it takes you at least 100, 200 at-bats for you to be able to, like, get into the swing of things.
Yeah.
No, I've never heard of this guy, but this dude is the real deal.
Yeah.
He is really good. I'm not a Mariners fan, but I love seeing young talent blossom, especially this early. Yeah. Like, he has not had a lot of major league at-bats. Like, this is really surprising. I like it. It's my spotlight player of the week.
Ready? All right. For my spotlight player of the week, it's switching over to basketball again. I would say it's Russell Westbrook. For the two regular season games that he's played, he's been consistent with 31 points. He's almost averaging a triple-double in the regular season. That's really it.
And on Westbrook, man, he's really been, like, putting in work for the Rockets this year. Like,
yeah.
I was never a big Westbrook fan when he was at OKC. I thought he was, like, a big reason they were losing a lot because he can't shoot.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, he's not a great shooter. I thought he would, you know, shoot them out of games. You know, I wouldn't blame him for KD leaving because that year that KD left, KD played like garbage too.
Yeah.
Both of them played like garbage.
Yeah.
But I just felt like Russell Westbrook is not an easy player to play with. Very intense. He's a very good player to play with if you're not a star.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if you're a bench player, you love watching Westbrook because he has so much energy. He has enough energy for everybody.
Yeah.
You know, Westbrook's really good. One of the best guards.
As Austin Rivers, like, quote, don't quote me on this, but, like, he said he was a great teammate to play with, and he's, like...
I'm sure he's a loyal guy. I'm pretty sure, like, when you're playing Westbrook, you know, like, he's 100% committed. But sometimes, you know, that 100% committed comes with you want to feel like you're doing it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You know, Harden...
See, like, with there was a quote with, I think it was Mark Jackson, I believe, that was the commentating. He said, Russell Westbrook's intensity could do two things. You either join with them, or you get exposed with it.
Yeah.
And that's that type
I mean, you could say the same with Harden. Mm-hmm. It's just with Harden's intensity, it's not
It's not energy. Matching Russell Westbrook. It's just...
Well, no, it comes in a different way. What Harden's is...
Yeah.
One thing, I hate watching Harden play basketball. I'm a Rockets fan, but I hate watching Harden play.
Oh, my God.
Dribble, 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 step back three. Or dribble, 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 drive the PayPal. It's kind of the same thing.
It's the same thing.
But when it's working, it's working.
Mm-hmm.
But when it's not... Which usually comes in the playoffs, which...
Okay, so what you...
I watched on the Herb Colin Coward. He was like, the Rockets benefit the most from the bubble because... And the long pause between, because what happens with Harden is he plays us hard out all season. Postseason comes around, you don't get as many calls. The refs are a little bit more lenient with foul calls. But what also happens is he's tired.
Mm-hmm.
He's tired. In the story, he's tired.
Yeah.
Same with Westbrook. I still don't think that this small ball thing is going to win us a championship.
No.
I feel like the Clippers or the Lakers, whoever faces us is going to have a tough time.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And I feel like whoever plays us in that series is going to be so tired, they're going to lose that next series.
So if we play defense like how we played against the Bucks.
The problem with that was, it was great. They showed a great defensive showing.
Yeah.
But that's not all game thing.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't have to be.
Mm-hmm.
As long as we're doing that at critical moments. If we're playing the defense we played on the Bucks that we played in the fourth quarter, we do that every single game.
Yeah.
It'll work.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I don't think we have that type of consistency.
Okay. So, you know how you were saying how James Harden is the dribble, dribble, step back, or dribble.
He hasn't
dribble.
Been doing that as much.
Well, yeah, but think of it. Westbrook's doing the same thing. He's doing the same exact thing. So
it just looks better with Westbrook.
He's not, you know, dribble, dribble, step back. He's not.
It's dribble, drive.
He's going to the lane, and he's allowing the defense to collapse on him to get open looks.
Which works because we have a lot of shooters.
Yep.
Yeah.
Harden does the same thing, though.
Mm-hmm.
Don't get Harden wrong. He does run the dribble step back. But don't forget, Harden is really high in assists, just like Westbrook.
Yeah.
Both of those guys are really high assist guys, really high usage guys as well.
Mm-hmm.
That's why it comes, you know, later on the season, they get tired.
Yeah.
By the way, there are some games going on right now that, you know, some of the games has ended. We had a big upset. Nets beating the Bucks 119 to 116.
Who was the main scorer on the Nets?
The main scorer, I'm thinking it's Caris LeVert, but no.
Is it
Jamal Crawford? Timothy Luau Carberitz.
Oh, Timothy Luau, but he's a young player.
Yeah, and then
what, was his, what was his
and
point?
Giannis only had 16 points that game.
You think they're kind of saving him? Or you think it's rust or?
It could be. Because
they can say the same with LeBron. LeBron's been really rusty in the bubble so far, too.
Mm-hmm.
They have number one seed, number two seed. Well, he's number one seed in the West.
I think they're saving it because they're like, we're in the playoffs already.
We don't need to really play.
Soon later on, not this podcast, but the future podcast, I have a take on Damian Lillard that I want to get into. You're not going to like it. People love Damian Lillard.
Some other final scores. Mavericks beating the Kings 114-110 in final overtime. And then the Suns beating the Clippers 117-115.
So they probably minutes restricted the Clippers.
What is the Western
standings? The Clippers always on minutes restricted.
Kawhi had 27. The box scores, let's see. Minutes, no. 37 minutes for Kawhi Leonard. Mm. 36 minutes for Paul George.
That's Dom with the news.
And then right now we have two games going on right now. We got this, the Celtics versus the Heat. The Heat is in the lead 24-18, 2 minutes and 53 seconds left in the first. And then at halftime right now, big domination by the Indiana Pacers with 71-50 against the Magic.
Okay, so as of right now, we moved up. We're fourth.
Yeah, I
discussed that. We'll be playing the Jazz.
Yeah.
Who we played, the last 2 years?
Yes.
Yeah, we've beaten the Jazz.
I don't fear the Jazz. Do fear Mike Conley. Mike Conley is
a beast.
Conley can play defense. Mm-hmm. He is not going to be a fun matchup. Them guards versus our guards?
Yeah. I discussed that yesterday in the podcast that the Rockets had jumped from sixth to fourth.
So we're about we're 3.5 games away from the Clippers.
I don't want to see the Nuggets.
Now
I feel like the best matchup.
Yeah.
The best matchup for us is the Jazz.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you may say the Mavericks. I feel like the Mavericks' offense is too good for us.
I feel like we can play the Thunder.
We'll beat the Thunder. That series is going to average 130 points per game.
What, us versus the Jazz?
Yes. Against the Mavericks.
Oh, the Mavericks, yeah. That'll be probably the most entertaining series.
The only reason
I feel like they will get at least two games on this, because I feel like
KP is just an elite scorer at the three-point line.
And we have a small ball.
Yeah, we have a small ball.
I mean, they just throw in the post. And
you've seen Boban?
Boban, man.
Just catching the ball over P.J. Tucker's head.
Yeah,
but it's also a mismatch with them, too. They can't run the floor like them.
Yeah.
Porzingis, yes. Boban, no.
We can get out and transition faster than anybody.
Yeah, we play the fastest in the league. No one's
in the league, we're the fastest.
But then we're also the slowest when we come down to breaking down into the offensive sets, because we always do a lot of iso ball.
We do a lot of iso ball.
So, like, if we stop doing it, which we didn't do a lot.
I've always said, we don't have offense. I never thought we had offense. We have transition offense.
Yeah.
And I think, you know, the way D'Antoni sets us up in the transition, I don't know what kind of schemes he's running in our transition, but whatever you do is great. Yeah. We don't have offense.
We really just get our points on transition buckets because of our passing
lane steals. And we get a lot of steals. Harden's really good against steals. He may not be a great on-ball defender,
but
though he has shown flashes. Harden's shown flashes of pretty good on-ball defense. He's really good at playing the passing lanes, especially Westbrook. Yeah. Westbrook's great playing the passing lanes.
Oh, yeah.
One of the best I've ever seen, honestly.
P.J. Tucker was actually pretty good. Daniel House, he was a very underrated
shooter.
Defender and shooter.
Oh, yeah. And he's very athletic as well.
Oh, man, yeah. So, I mean, we have players that could do transition offense, but and when we are setting up for offense, we had a lot of problem with that, except for then against the Bucks when we finally just realized, all right, let's set pick and rolls. There's our offense right there. Exactly. And then let Russell Westbrook just do what he did in OKC, driving the paint, let the paint collapse, the defense collapse, and then throw it out to one of your shooters there in the corners.
So for the Trailblazers to be in the playoffs, the Grizzlies have to lose two games.
Okay.
Okay.
And that's going to be – and who did the Grizzlies play? Hold on, let me see real quick.
So while he's searching it up, we're going to go into the next topic as
next
well.
Next topic.
Oh, so they play the Jazz. Thunder. As of right now, yeah. That's who they play.
Okay, we're going to probably update y'all about that in the coming future, but Dom, this is your time. NBA Youngboy. Now, Dom in our area is known for not being the biggest Youngboy fan. Not loving Youngboy as much as everybody else. No, Youngboy has a lot of fans down here. You know,
big time.
He's from Louisiana.
Right next
actually, to after that incident, what he did, I don't know what happened, but he's not even a belong in Houston anymore.
Oh, he just got, his house broken into by some other
people. But we'll say this, he's always in Houston. Mm-hmm. Loves it here in Houston. Don't blame him. Who doesn't love Houston? Better than Dallas. But, you know, Dom, you're not a big YoungBoy fan. Mm-hmm. You know, me and Xander, we like YoungBoy's music. Mm-hmm. You know me, I've always said, when it comes to rappers like YoungBoy or Lil Baby, I respect their music and I respect why they make their music. Mm-hmm. But I also know what it really is under the surface. Mm-hmm. It's nothing. It's nothing under the surface.
Yeah.
But I can respect it for what it is. And when they're doing it at their best, it's really entertaining.
Yeah.
So, Dom, floor is yours. Why don't you enjoy YoungBoy's music as much as everybody else
does? So, first thing first, you know, I always got to put it out that I always respect any artist that's trying to get money. So, I mean, you know, for them doing that, awesome. You know, but for me, it's not my taste. I can't vibe with it for me. I mean, I'm more of a, I don't know how to explain this.
You know, coming from the artists that I know, you like J. Cole's Joey Badass Logic, mm-hmm. those type of artists, I can understand why you want my YoungBoy, but I'm a guy, I like all that stuff.
Yeah. I mean, for me, it's like, you know, NBA YoungBoy kind of, he has some not that bad songs.
What's one song that you find decent?
Fine, decent. I can't even
remember. Yeah, yikes, is that bad?
Yeah, I'll search that for you real quick.
Is it like his earlier stuff, like 2018, 2017?
I guess where they've been listening to a lot.
Recently?
No, I think 2018.
I think that's where his best music was, 2017, 2018. 38 Baby, AI YoungBoy.
Mm-hmm. I think more of an AI. I think
that. And when he like featured with Kevin Gates.
That For Loyalty, For Respect.
Yeah.
That was entertaining.
I don't remember that much, but like, I mean, for me, I don't like the style, I guess.
Okay.
The way that he's, the way he raps is kind of not my thing. That's what I don't like about it. I mean, a lot of people see it as enjoyable to it, but yeah, I definitely just don't like my personal opinion, I don't like Houston rap.
You know? Oh, you don't like the...
I don't like.
Boy, they're gonna kill you for that.
Oh yeah, I know.
Boy,
yeah, wow. You live in Texas. You don't even like Houston, right? That's crazy.
But the reason is because
that kind of goes. I understand why you don't like Travis Scott that much now.
Yeah, it was kind of the reason. I mean, I like Aaron May. He's from Houston, but he doesn't make Houston rap.
Houston rap is like something we grew up on. We don't really listen to Houston rap like that.
Mm-hmm.
That's something like our parents listen to, and that if we're with them, they'll play, and it's really good.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like the DJ Screw, Paul Wall.
See, that's interesting about DJ Screw. That's going to be a different podcast and everything like that. We're actually, our uncle knows DJ Screw.
Awesome.
So
that'll be really good to talk about.
But no, like
the trap, the Chopped and Screw stuff. You're not really fan of Chopped and Screw.
I don't like the Chopped and Screw. That's the thing. I don't like the. If I'm trying to, I'm more of a rhythm type of person. Like it has to be flow through. I don't like the sudden, like sometimes I don't like the sudden stops or the sudden little bit.
Chop, chop, chop. Ben's great. That stuff is hard, bro.
But for me,
I understand why you don't like it. But like, because you know, I think people from different areas, like, you know, people from New York, people from California, they wouldn't understand this stuff.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Which is understandable.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, when you grow up on that type of stuff, you know, you hear it a lot and you actually like it,
mm-hmm.
you learn to gain respect for it. And I'm pretty sure you have respect for it too.
I do. Yeah, no. But for me, it's just like, I mean, the only thing that like really that's Houston rap that I like is
Scarface nowadays
and UGK.
Okay, yeah. Those are legends, of course. Mm-hmm. But like, no, think about nowadays, what is Houston rap? There's not a lot of huge Houston rappers I can think about outside of Sauce Walker.
Mm-hmm.
Travis Scott.
Yeah, Travis Scott, that's really it.
But when I look at Travis Scott,
a lot of people knows about Paul Wall either. The only people that knows about Paul Wall is people that are from Texas.
Like us, yes.
Yeah.
But he's like, when you like think about a guy like Paul, that's a certified Houston legend. Like, you know, guys like that.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm thinking about guys who are from here who made it big. Not too many we can really name off the top of our head that are mainstream right now,
uh-huh.
on the radio.
Yeah.
Meg Thee Stallion, okay.
Uh-huh.
Beyonce.
But she has a different style. And then Beyonce has a way different style than what, you know, Houston rap and everything like that too. The Chop and Screw is not a famous or a big thing. It's kind of like
it's not
Bluebell ice cream in Texas. Like if you put Bluebell ice cream in freaking New York, they're gonna be like,
what? It's like, okay, it's just ice cream.
Yeah. So like, you know, for me, it's like, you know.
Yeah, but that makes it so unique. That makes it so unique.
Yeah, but back to the NBA YoungBoy.
Yeah, here. Sure.
The reason why I kind of don't like South rap. I guess you can say. Southern, I mean, there's a lot of South rappers.
Okay, that like. Okay, that makes sense when you were talking about your trap rap and the Atlanta sound. You're not being a huge fan of that. That makes a lot of sense now. Okay.
So, like, for me, it's like, I like the New York and the West Coast type of style. I've always been raised around, I mean, my dad didn't like Biggie Smalls. But I kind of listen a lot about Biggie Smalls, Nas. I listen to a lot of Tupac, Dr. Dre, Snoop Dogg, a lot of the rappers there, you know, Nipsey Hussle.
From the West Side, yeah.
That's the style that I like. I never touched on Southern rap. I mean, except for Ludacris. It's okay. Scarface. And there were some songs that I kind of liked from T.I.
Lil Wayne? Like that.
Lil Wayne, I was raised around, but it wasn't big.
I mean, not that big. He had
no, honestly, earlier his at years, the time, like when we were kids, Lil Wayne was the biggest rapper in the
world. Oh, yeah. No, he was. Like
2008.
My parents was listening to him, but they don't like Lil Wayne anymore. But you know,
like he just changed up his flow and everything like that. So the only reason why I like YoungBoy is because of his trap beats. Like he has like 1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
Another thing, YoungBoy is another one of those rappers who puts out a lot of music.
But the thing is, my point is that you have a lot of rappers that puts out trap beats. I mean, you have other rappers that you like, as Lil Baby, right?
Well, yeah, but
and
like
DaBaby and everything like that. So the my point is
well,
that
YoungBoy is also one of those guys who does a lot of melodic rap, like even like
I've heard of that, but I mean,
which is like on display, like AI YoungBoy, like amazing album, bro. I love that album to this day. I still listen to that album like, all the time. You know, Realer, amazing, bro. Like really good. But you know, I can understand like what his topics don't change that much, especially nowadays. A lot of gun talk, a lot of gangster rap, that type of stuff. What is influenced by Boosie? You know, Boosie was another rapper.
I didn't like Boosie that much.
Boosie had hits when we were kids, bro.
Yeah, I know.
Played the cookouts, man. Boosie was big, man.
But I didn't like.
Same with Gucci. Gucci Mane's another one of those rappers, kind of like where I put like with Eminem, where like they're putting out music now. I don't really mess with it, but he did have a couple songs with Migos. And he was putting out a couple of really nice songs like in 2017, 2018. Yeah. But like, you know, he puts out an album today.
So I'm a big fan of him because he's like, he has all these trap beats, but like he also talks about like where he came from and how he's getting out or anything like that.
Yeah, no, I respect that. You know, he's doing what he needs to do.
But it sounds like a broken record.
Yeah, it does.
But the thing is like, for me, is that that's the reason that I don't like. I don't like his style. I don't like the Southern rap style in general. But the second thing that I didn't like about his NBA YoungBoy's fans.
Here's the thing. Like, I've heard that. No offense, bro. But if fans really turn you off to music, man, come on, man. You got
to
grow up.
At the same time, I mean, I don't. That's not the reason why I don't listen to him. It's just, for me, it's kind of like.
I feel like.
The way how I am is I see both sides. And that, you know, kind of like I tell like a lot of them is like, you kind of stay in your lane. If you're known for trap artists, don't try to get the trap artist mixed with the rap artist.
That kind of goes to our argument earlier about people saying, who's better, NBA YoungBoy or J. Cole, Lil Baby, J. Cole? Like, you can't compare these style guys. That's kind of like
talking about different subjects, though. That's the thing.
I'm not gonna compare this to them, but it's like people compare LeBron to MJ. It's like, I'm not saying they're LeBron or MJ, but it's like, you know,
positions,
two different eras.
They're two different eras. They have different heights, different weights, and freaking different.
Everything about them is different. The only thing that's similar is their fan bases. Really, they both have really, really devoted fan bases. That's the only thing that's the same.
But you always compare MJ, Kobe.
People compare LeBron to MJ more than they do to Kobe.
Yeah, but the thing is,
which they shouldn't, but they do.
Yeah. And the same goes with football. I mean, sometimes people would be like, well, who was greater?
Right, so right now,
Joe Montana
or Tom Brady. We can talk about that in a future podcast because we could really get in depth about the Joe Montana, Tom Brady thing. People will say, well, you know, Joe Montana played with some stacked teams. Those 49ers teams was amazing. And they'll say, Tom Brady didn't have, you know, those type of talent on his team.
Okay,
but you could also say Tom Brady, the way that they play football is different. You're not throwing the ball 40 yards downfield to anybody. They're throwing short little passes to receivers. So yes, the stereotype about Patriots receivers, short white guys, but they're quick. All those dudes are D1 athletes. At the end of the day, you can say whatever you want about them, they're athletes, and they very quick. They catch the ball, run downfield 5 yards.
But we're just talking.
We're going to talk about that a different podcast. But back to the rap.
But, you know, for the fans, I mean, for me, it's not the reason why that I don't listen to Youngboy because of the fans. I mean, I just said it the first thing. I don't like his style. And that's the first thing that I'm not going to listen to because I don't like the style. I don't relate to the style. I just can't vibe with the style.
I understand.
So, but the fans is kind of what annoys me. But at the same time, I'm like, all right, bro, I really don't care anymore because y'all just rambling on now. Like, for example, they did a little post saying that, well, NBA Youngboy has more hits than J. Cole. And I said, again, we back to our point, trap artists are supposed to make hits compared to conscientious rappers.
Yeah. They're supposed to make you think.
Mm-hmm. They're supposed to make you think. They're what they're so-called boring.
Yeah.
And everything
well,
like that.
If you compare J. Cole, which you can't, because J. Cole, you know, recent songs broke Spotify records.
Which is also promotion. I never believe the broke Spotify. That's all promotion. Yeah, it's all promotion. Mm-hmm. I don't believe any of that.
Like
the only people who are breaking, the only people who I feel like truly broke records was, it's like another artist. Like I know Kevin Gates. You know, I'm not a big Kevin Gates fan.
No.
The girls love Kevin Gates. The females like love Kevin.
And Corey Evans like Kevin Gates.
You didn't have to put his name out. I'm not familiar with this young man. But, you don't have to put his whole name. His whole government. On our podcast.
Yeah, he's on, you know, government files now, so it's all right.
I just see a thing. But
so I didn't hear anything. I'm deaf.
So wrap up the podcast. Me, I have a strong take. I know a lot of people will not be happy about because this individual is loved by everybody. Lil Wayne, Louisiana rapper. At least I have Dom here, who's not a big fan of the Southern rap. So at least he'll maybe feel a little comfortable about this. I will say Lil Wayne, I think his music, if you look at it 100% in a ball, I don't think it's top tier, as in greatest of all time. A lot of people will tell me Lil Wayne is the GOAT. Don't believe it.
Mm-hmm. Now, I don't believe it either.
Lil Wayne has been making really great music. He made really great music for a period of time.
Yeah.
What I'll give Wayne is he brought in Drake. He brought in Nicki Minaj. Two of the biggest artists of all time.
Yeah.
His music, Carter 2, I'm Not a Human Being, I thought that was pretty good. Carter 3. Mm-hmm. All those are classic albums.
Carter 4.
Carter 4. But, you know, post-Carter, when he was having trouble with Birdman, you know, mm-hmm. legal issues with, like, the label, from there on, that kind of goes to our Eminem argument and what I kind of touched on with Gucci Mane. I don't care to hear them anymore, man.
Mm-hmm.
I can love all of your music from the past and not care about anything you're doing now.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, when Lollipop came on, I hated that song, Death, Mrs. Officer. You know, all those songs, man, was great. Yeah. The last good song I think Lil Wayne has had is Uproar.
Yeah.
And that song was kind of like a kind of meme-ish TikTok dance type of song.
Mm-hmm.
He dropped Funeral.
Same goes with Miss Officer.
Yeah, so Carter 5 dropped. Everyone was so excited because it's been so long since Lil Wayne dropped the track he dropped leading up to that. It was called Byzlene, I believe. Byzlene. I love that song. But Carter 5 dropped. I don't really care for it, honestly. I listened to it straight one way through, and I really could care less.
Yeah.
Funeral. Dropped Funeral.
I didn't even know he dropped it. Well, I knew he dropped Funeral, but I didn't know he dropped Carter 5.
He dropped Funeral? No. Didn't really, I could really care less. That was like the beginning of the year, right?
Should be, yeah, around there.
Then he dropped his last album. I forgot the name of it, but it was not too long ago. Don't care to hear it.
Hey man, the only song that I haven't really listened to Lil Wayne, but the only song that I'm probably interested in is probably Harden. James Harden?
Maybe. Stop it.
Nah, I'm messing up.
This is a Westbrook household. I'm joking. It's a Harden household, of course.
No, it's a...
It's a Trevor Ariza household.
More likely
than Trevor Ariza. He doesn't play here no more, but we still love Trevor Ariza.
Yeah. And Patrick Beverly type of.
No, I wouldn't say all that. This is a Chandler Parsons.
Is it because we're white?
What do you mean we? You mean you and your brother? No, there's no we.
No we.
Should I say nigga? Just like. Just so they know.
Just how
he said. Oops. For our younger viewers.
I don't think we even have that young of viewers.
Not yet, Dom.
Hopefully one day, but...
We'll have...
But then they're going to bring back this, and then we're going to be all...
We're going to cancel it because I said the N-word. And y'all were here. Yeah. So they said it, too.
Yeah.
Just so everybody know, they said it, too. They, y'all just didn't hear it.
Mine.
I'm joking. I'm joking. Content. Yeah, man. But right now, we're going to get into our songs of the week. Dom, Mr. President, get in first. What's your song of the week, man?
What you got, bro?
Man... I gotta go with Nipsey Hussle, Double Up.
Are we gonna play the song at the end of the
podcast? Yeah, we're gonna split it up. So like right now, you're gonna be listening to the song right now. So Nipsey Hussle, Double Up. That's Nipsey Hussle, Double Up. That's one of my personal favorite songs from Nipsey Hussle.
I'll get into my next song. My next song is gonna be called True and Living by Blue in Exile. They just dropped the album, I believe, a week or two ago. Crazy beautiful jazz rap, man. I advise any of y'all to go out there and listen to this album, Blue in Exile, True and Living.
That's right. Alonzo's song of the day, and you know, True check living. It out. Check it out.
Blue in Exile, more, love you
know. It. Go ahead, Xander.
All right, so for my song of the week, I would say it was from Lil Baby, Lowdown. I don't know. It's like a. It has this like one like vert like lyric that's just like. It says, "I'm the only one that
looks for the lyric."
Hold up.
This video is sponsored to you by
We're gonna go ahead and
music. Yeah,
we'll have to say the lyrics. Alright, we'll be right back with Xander's song. That is Xander's song, you know, of the day. Pretty much I think that's pretty much it for the podcast, I believe, right?
Yep. We love the first podcast, man. Mm-hmm. Fun. I cannot wait to do another podcast. We have so much more to talk about.
Oh, yes. Hey man, say man. Get ready for some 2K gameplay.
2K play. Blah, blah, blah. 2K gameplay is coming soon. Instagram post coming soon. YouTube videos coming soon.
So make sure. So speaking of that, make sure you follow Lighthouse Podcast on YouTube and in Instagram. On Instagram, we're you know trying to post daily content to the Instagram post, but you know we're gonna try to post as much as we can on the YouTube. And also by next week, we're gonna start doing a schedule for Twitter. For us to do daily content for Instagram and Twitter at the same time, at loud_podcast at Twitter. So
there'll be links to all of this in the description.
Definitely. And then you're going to be seeing it during when we have our highlights, even though we don't have the camera on right now for the last bit of it, but we still have a lot of footage going.
So all our Spotify listeners, be lucky.
Y'all yeah, be lucky, man.
All the content. Our YouTube viewership will not be so happy.
Yeah. No.
But yeah, man. First pod, I loved it. I enjoyed it. We got a lot of topics out of the way. I advocated for it to be a mostly hip hop podcast. Mm-hmm. I'm pretty sure Dom loved it. I'm sure Xander loved hip hop podcast. You know, next podcast we'll try to recreate this. Mm-hmm. A lot of good vibes around, man. Mm-hmm. Good day.
Yeah, so that's it. We'll make sure we're probably gonna have another episode tomorrow. Hopefully.
I'm down. But when is this podcast gonna be released though?
Today.
You gonna do it today?
Shit. Yeah.
Okay, so I think what should we do is this is more pre-production. Anyway, yeah. Love y'all, man. Yeah. Please stay safe out there. Listen to some good music. Stay inside, wear a mask, all that good stuff. Drink you some cold water. Laters.
All right. I'm we'll Dominic.
I'm Alonzo.
I'm signing off.
I'm Alonzo signing out.
Xander signing out.
See y'all later. Laters.